Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. It's never too late and it's never too early to get a financial life. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. An excerpt from chapter 1 of my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, available now on Amazon.com. I have often said, regardless of age, financial goals are not overwhelming when they include incremental, deliberate acts of money management. I am often on the road engaging inquisitive audiences of all ages on the subject of financial literacy, and when I speak to people about how and why they spend their money, I often reference one of my favorite games, golf. Hitting balls at the practice range and repeating drills result in an enhanced skill set. Dedicated golfers are then able to shave strokes from their game and get closer to achieving par. Similarly, you can improve your money game by understanding indicators such as credit scores, credit card annual percentage rates, insurance premiums, investment earnings, and countless other money metrics. Practicing financial oversight will better prepare you to appropriately and consistently save money. My maternal grandmother, Janice Logan Baxter, would often say to me, "The elevator to success is broken. You have to take the steps." When it comes to successful money management, too many people continually ride elevators that drop them off on the wrong floor or stall between floors with good reason. Instead, they should take the steps toward financial solvency. And when I talk about getting a grip on your financial life and making things work for you, I do believe that incremental is better. And that's why in my book, I have a calendar of suggestions of things that you can do every single month to get a financial life. My book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.